And to talk about your nationality, you say you're a...
Oh, well, on the Richard side, we're Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, we're Irish.
Is that German Dutch or
they call it Black Dutch. I don't know. I don't know what the name of that is. Black Dutch is over. One of the brothers said, don't say Black Dutch, they just say the Dutch.
Uh-huh.
And they call it Black Dutch to me.
I see. You don't know why they call it Black Dutch.
I don't know.
But then after they came to this country, they became...
They come two brothers out of South Carolina, and they had two big Irish women here. They were little big men, just a little, they had been there with an Irish woman.
Yeah.
And therefore they got to see the Irish people.
Oh, I see. Is that right?
Yeah. They were awful small people.
Uh-huh.
And just to have food, that wouldn't too good work.
Is that right? Now, what I was thinking about is you'd say, but a person from this country is not a Canadian or a Mexican, he's a
citizen
of the United States, so he'd be an
American.
Sure. And a person, you mentioned these slaves, what race are they?
Slaves?
Yeah, the slaves that...
Well, the black people.
What else do they call besides black and colored?
Negro, or Negro, they belong to the Golden Years.
Uh-huh.
Old fat name, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, a name for poor whites who didn't take care of their
problems. Well, some of them called them poor folks, and some called them one thing and some another.
They never used the term cracker, though.
They have to come from Alabama, somewhere down there, call them a Friday cracker.
I see.
And we don't claim them at it here.
And how about a person who's from the country, from way out in the, up in the hills or something?
He'd be called, farmer or cowboy.
You ever use the term a mountain hoosier?
Yeah, mountain hoosier.
Okay. Now, if someone was rushing you, you might say to them, now, just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you might say, just a...
Person.
Just a...
Yeah. Try and take the veins out of me, something like that.
Right. And if someone wanted to know the distance from here to... You wanted to know the distance from here to Morristown. You might ask someone how.
It's about 8 miles.
But if you didn't know where it was, you might say how.
How far?
And if you want to know the number of times a person went someplace, you might ask them how.
How many times you've been there?
How often? Yeah. See, I don't go there very
much.
Or very often.
But we were just suggesting something like that.
Yeah. How about the expression often or often?
Well, that's used some, but not too much this one time, I don't think.
What's the word?
Well, often, I guess, yeah. I use a hard word.
And if I didn't want to do something, I told you I wasn't going to do something, you might say, am I?
Well, you say, I ain't gonna do it, I ain't gonna do that.
I ain't gonna do it either?
Yeah. You know that, you have to take it.
Okay. You say, well, he said, if he had two things, and he'd say, you can do it.
Well, you can
do either.
And, well,
okay.